On this morning's Press Pass, Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising offer a glimpse of what's happening in the city of Buffalo. From what's happening along Connecticut Street to the opening of a unique shop on Main Street to some changes coming to a very familiar landscape, the downtown Central Library.
It takes up a lot of space, a lot of room, but at the same point, it's very disconnected from the neighborhood, unfortunately. You've got walls on one side, you've got walls on the other side, you've got steps leading up to it. So now there's a plan to, in the next year, to build a reading park on the outside. It's going to reconnect this building or connect the building to the grounds, which I think is so exciting for downtown Buffalo.
Town squares were such an important part of communities when cities were first developed. So what I really like about this design is it encourages people to get out, to come here. Libraries are such a treasure of our communities. Where other place can you get free knowledge and access to all the information? So I just think it's going to be like Bryant Park, where it's next to the library. There's a lot of parallels there.
We look around inside the city, courtesy of you and you always being on foot out there, Newell, taking a look at all the different things that are evolving.
We're on bike.
We're on bike, and ironically, we talk about City Cycle.
It just opened up in downtown Buffalo on Main Street near the corner of Tupper. And this is basically, if you've ever seen those kind of Frankenstein bikes, motorized bikes flying around, zipping around, buzzing around Buffalo, this is the first real brick and mortar where customers can go in and get a custom motorized bike.
Okay.
So you can take your bike in there. You can take your bike frame, and they will put a motor on it. And so you can get it outfitted so you can go up to 30 miles an hour around Buffalo, or you can go in and pick up a model right off the floor. These are fascinating looking motor/bikes.
What can you tell me about the proprietors of this place?
So the guy's name is Dan Thomas. He has been making these things for quite a while. He's also been racing them. He's also been entering competitions all over the place. And so he's made a name for himself in Buffalo. And there's kind of a community that's rallying around him. They're fascinating looking rides. You just kind of look, there's such throwbacks.
Connecticut Street. What's happening on Connecticut Street?
Yeah, who would have thought? Connecticut Street has been on the rise for a few years now, especially when Carl Frisling went in and did the Horse Feathers building. That was such a integral part of seeing the rebirth of that street, of that commercial street, you know, which used to be historically a commercial street. You still have a couple old businesses on that street, but nothing had happened in years and years and years. And so with the birth of the Horse Feathers Market and residences, that kind of signaled, I think, to a lot of people, like, oh, this is another street to, like, look out for. And so even though there have been some transitions within the Horse Feathers building, I'm very excited to see Perks Cafe coming in.
Okay.
They will be open in time for the winter market. Perks, as we all know, is at the corner right now of Bryant and Elmwood, and they've done a fantastic job. They started off in downtown Buffalo.
And talk about community meeting places being such an integral part of city life. We're seeing labor statistics that are saying by 2030, 60% of the workforce will be independent contractor. And this coffee culture, this cafe culture is really going to become important, laying the groundwork for places for like people like us at Buffalo Rising to work.
You've got to have an office.
You've got to have an office. And it's communal. You know, you work with other people. And it's so interesting. A lot of the cafe culture in Buffalo is surrounded by local source food and art, yoga, bringing events in, doing pop-ups, supporting the communities in ways where you can also get a cup of coffee and use their Wi-Fi.
Right.
So it's really wonderful.
As always, we appreciate Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli from Buffalo Rising. Thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.